All right, back here in PFW in Progress, we are pleased to be joined by Will Allen, new cornerback for the New England Patriots. Welcome, Will.
Thanks for having me, boss.
So tell me how
he
this
is
all...
actually the boss.
He's the boss.
Oh, ours,
the boss.
Anyway.
Oh, he's our the boss. Well, he's my boss.
He's got to be the
he's
boss.
Not your
to
boss.
Wear a shirt like this.
He has a pink shirt on.
That's
he
right.
Must be the boss.
So Will, tell me how this all happened. Was this something that you and your agent or have been talking about for a while with the Patriots? Was this a fast thing that just kind of happened out of the blue?
It was a fast thing. It's something that I've talked about, like, with my family. You know, I think all players throughout this league. You know, when you have a team that's you know, has a great reputation for winning, you know, you admire that. So having an opportunity to come here and play, I was grateful for it.
But this is the second time you've tried to come here.
Yeah, I came here for a workout. Miami released me at the end of training camp last year. Mm-hmm. I came here immediately afterwards for a workout, and I went back and I signed with Miami.
And you signed with Miami probably because of what the Patriots did to Miami, right?
We're not going to comment on
that. Oh, okay. All right.
I still got a lot of friends down there, but that probably definitely had something to do with
it. Okay. So you've been around for a while. You're a seasoned veteran. At one time, and maybe you still are, you were a speed demon. You were a track guy, what, 4'2"?
What did you see, Fred?
4'2"9.
4'2"9?
You said that word. Yeah, I wasn't a track guy, but okay. I was fast.
All right, sorry about that.
I wasn't a track
guy. But you were fast.
I was fast, yeah.
What do you got left? What if you were time right now, what do you think you'd be at?
I have no idea. Yeah. I run as fast as I need to.
Economical, right?
But 4.29, is that still part of your game, your speed? Is that something you fall back on?
I think if you ever heard people talk about, like, you know, when you first come to the league, your athleticism is a lot higher than your knowledge of the game. And as you keep going, you know, they kind of meet, and that's when you're in your prime. And then as you keep going, your athleticism goes down a little bit, and you just keep getting smarter and learning a lot more about the game. So I would definitely say that I'm not a 4.2 guy anymore. And the fastest I ran, by the way, was a 4.22.
Okay.
Just to put that out there.
Wow. Get your facts right.
Nah, I'm just busting you.
Well, that's hey. You know, we
but
be
no, I would definitely say right now, my thinking of the game, knowledge of the game, helps me the most. You know, it helps me get where I need to be.
With that experience, and you have a new teammate in Devin McCourty, who, like you, was a first round pick, like you, had production early, 7 picks, goes to a Pro Bowl, had a down year last year. As a guy who's experienced a decade in the NFL, how does that happen? How does a guy have a great year, and then the next year it seems like everybody's throwing at him, everybody's completing on him, and how do you get yourself out of that? Is it physical? Is it film work? Is it mental? How do you get out of that?
I think it's all of the above. I think it's physical. It's mental. You know, maybe you have injuries. Or, you know, sometimes it's mental. You get in a little slump, and maybe you don't believe in yourself as much, which at a position at cornerback, you know, we can't allow it to happen. I'm sure it probably didn't happen, but I think – when people get a chance to check you out and they kind of game plan against you and stuff like that, you know, and once you understand what teams are trying to do to you, I think you'll have a better chance of defeating that. But, I mean, everybody knows he's an exceptional player, and I think last year is whatever it is last year, you know, and I expect big things from him this year.
And are you a guy that's comfortable in that mentoring role at this point in your career? Is that something you'd like to do?
I have no problem with, you know, helping anybody out, you know, if I can. But right now, I'm focused on trying to get myself right. You know, when you come here and if you ever got a chance to see these guys work out, it's the real deal. And so right now I'm just trying to get myself in a position where I'm able to be the best player that I can be and possibly be in the best shape I've been in my years in the league.
Well, now you've played against this team several times as a Dolphin. You've seen this secondary. How do you think you can fit in at this point in your career?
Bottom line, I just feel like I can play, man. So I feel like I can fit in wherever they need me to fit in. You know, wherever that void is that I may need to fill in or fit, I'm willing to do that. So, like I said, at this point, I'm just trying to get myself in the best possible shape, you know, just so that I can put myself in a position to help out wherever I need to help out.
Does that mean safety is an option?
I'll play anything. I just want to play, man. Like, I love this game, dude, so I just want to play. I'm not ready to give up my baby yet. So I'm just ready to play wherever.
Did you think that was a possibility that you're in your second decade here in the NFL?
Statistics show that, right?
Yep.
So I'm willing to do whatever.
But you don't think you're – I know Terrell Buckley, Paul, you probably remember this.
T-ball. Oh, yeah.
I'll know when I'm done. There'll be certain routes
that I can't cover. He said there was a route that I can't cover, and when I can't cover that, I'll know it's time to get out.
But so he wouldn't tell us what it was.
Yeah, he didn't want us to spread it around. But do you feel like that? You'll know I can't compete anymore. I don't, because you talked about your athleticism and your kind of experience.
Yeah, I think as a player, you know when that time comes. You know, you may not try to, you know, let anybody else know that. But I think as a player, you definitely know that. When you're out there in between those white lines and you're worried about something, I think that's when it's time to give it up.
Well, along those lines, this is my opinion that –
this
on this team,
and he's the boss. So well, his opinion matters.
No, but I don't want to speak for anyone else and act like I know something that, you know, other people don't. But it's my opinion that because of Bill Belichick, a guy who is football smart can succeed under him more than maybe other coaches. And Belichick will use that because from what we understand and what we've been told, he's so game specific. You know, the team we're playing this week, we might do something completely different against this team on defense than we did last week. So right. It would seem to me that the smarter you are as a football player, the more you can take advantage of Bill Belichick. Is that something that you're thinking as well or have heard or you know?
I think that's across the board throughout the whole league. I think the smarter you are, you're going to put yourself in the best possible situation or position in the course of a play. Yeah. I think that's going to help you no matter what team you play for, what scheme you're in. I think when athleticism comes into a huger play, I think it's when you just play a ton of man-to-man, then, you know, there's no hiding in that. So you're out there in the fire, there's no hiding in that. But I think as far as from a knowledge standpoint, I think that can help you in any scheme. And I think he does have that kind of reputation throughout the league of just being a great game plan coach.
Well, and using a guy, you know, this guy can do this really well, so I'm going to use him. You know, he doesn't try to put a square peg in a round hole.
Right.
You know, he's not trying to force guys to do things that they don't. But at the same time, he expects guys to understand their role.
Right.
You know, his big mantra is do your job. Just do your job. Don't try to freelance. You know, are these all the things that you've heard? Or
I've heard them since I've been playing football. You know, I've heard those since I've been playing Pop Warner football. Do your job. Don't try to do anybody else's. 11 people on the field. We're a team. All that stuff. So I've been hearing that for a long time. I think some people preach it a lot more than others, and some people hold you accountable to it a lot more than others. But I think the teams that are good and the units that are good are guys that do that, you know, do their job and do their job to the best of their ability and also know who you are.
Right.
Know who you are as far as a player, what your limitations are, what you do well, what you don't do so well, so that you can kind of counter what people are going to try to do to you.
I wanted to get back to something you mentioned a while ago, Will, and about how the real deal, when you work out with these guys, you see that it's the real deal here.
It's the truth.
I wanted to ask you some specifics. So, you know, what have the first impressions, what have you noticed that's a little bit different about what you've done here in your short time with the Patriots as opposed to Miami or the Giants or anywhere else?
I think, you know, just to make it simple, when you go to college and you enter the college off-season program or off-season conditioning program, it's about getting you better. You know, it's about making you be a better player than when you started to when the time that program ends. You know, in a lot of places in the league, I think it's about maintenance. You know, we got this guy, that guy. We want to make sure we don't get those guys hurt, you know, and it's just about maintenance, you know. But it's not so much about let's see if we can get this guy faster. Let's see if we can get this guy quicker. Let's see if we can get him this much stronger or this much more explosive. I think immediately coming here, I saw myself like, wow. You know, this can help me turn the clock back.
Wow.
I wanted to ask you about, obviously, you're competing for
that's
a job.
That's a big shout-out to Harold, too.
Oh, yeah.
Harold Nash.
Yeah.
Shout-out
right,
to Hayes.
Right, right.
And his big guns. Biggest arms on any strength coach I've ever seen.
Hey, you know what's crazy about him, too? He'll get in there and do the workout with you. That's the most impressive.
That's clear.
Yeah, he's
that's
like, he'll pick you up.
He's one of the biggest cornerbacks I've ever seen. Right. He was a defensive back.
Yeah. Yeah, he's bulked up a little.
Yeah, a little bit.
Obviously, you're competing for a job, you know, a role on defense, but you're also going to get to compete against Tom Brady. And this offense, have you, you know, we've talked about this. Chad Johnson could be a third-team wide receiver in training camp. I mean, you could legitimately be getting reps against Dante Stallworth, Chad Johnson, Anthony, you know, all these first-round picks, guys with a lot of experience. How intriguing and exciting is that to compete against those guys every single morning?
That's where you get better. You know, I can honestly say that the teams that I've been on where the guys that were on our offense on that particular team, if that offense was able to give you that good a look, you know, games on Sundays are easier. You know, so that is definitely intriguing because I've also been on teams where, you know, you can cover those guys, some of those guys in your sleep, you know. But not saying nothing, not taking anything for granted. You know, I think when you can get that kind of work in practice, it's going to make you a better player, and you can be better on game day.
Well, as far as watching film, there's nobody that watches more film than Gerard Mayo. So you stick with him. He's got all the film. He's got it categorized in databases. Oh, yeah. You just stick with him. He'll.
That's why he's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's why he plays at that level. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He lives it, sleeps it, breathes it. Most important, when you're in Miami, did you go to Disney World?
Yeah. I got kids, man. I got three kids.
Okay.
So I actually went to Universal for Easter.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So, and that was like a humbug thing. I woke up on a Saturday morning and just grabbed a gang, called the travel agent, see if you could find us a room. She found one. I told everybody they had 30 minutes to get their bags and get in the car.
Nice. So, where'd you stay?
We stayed at Royal Pacific.
Okay. I was just down there last week at the Nickelodeon.
Yeah,
with
okay,
my kids.
Cool.
We had a great time right outside of Universal.
Actually, no, my bad. We stayed at Portofino.
He goes so many times, you can't remember where he stays.
I don't remember, man.
Well, that's great. So now that you're here, are you here for good? Are you traveling back and forth?
At this point, my family's not coming up, so I shoot home on Fridays, come back on Sunday.
Okay. Well, look, Will, you know, congratulations. Good luck.
Thanks.
You know, we can use you. you know, one thing about it, we're on the team.
In the booth?
Here.
In the booth, y'all want me to come back to the
anytime
booth?
You want to come here.
But you have an absolute open invitation for that.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Cool. But, you know, I'm a fan. These guys hate the Patriots. But,
you got me surrounded by
No.
But, you know, it's clear the Patriots, they were developing in defensive secondary last year, made a lot of changes kind of midstream. So, if you can come in and contribute, you can have a good home here. I'm telling you.
Fred will like you. You'll have that goal.
You talked about turning back the clock. This is a good place to do that because we need you. We need you.
But he's very sensitive. If you give up a completion, he's going to be throwing stuff and yelling at you.
I'm going to be throwing stuff and yelling at myself.
All right.
Fit in. He'll do the T-Buck.
Will Allen, thanks for joining us on PFW in Progress. Again,
no problem.
Good luck.
Yep, thanks a lot.